The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show. Love, learn, and laugh.
Hey, this is Yola Nash. Welcome to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio New York, the number one talk radio station in the country. I'm so excited to be with all of you today, and I hope your weekend is going great so far. And thank you so much for tuning in and spending your precious time with the Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio. And I assure you, you've made the right decision because we're going to have a fantastic show. And also, if you want to make me really happy, please find me on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. And my handles are so easy to remember. It's just Yola Nash or Yola Nash Show. So I can't wait to hear from you. And please don't forget to tell your friends about the Yola Nash Show. Every weekend, I bring the world's biggest stars and the greatest experts all for you. And remember, you can listen live on 77 WABC Radio, New York. You can listen online on wabcradio.com. We are streaming live, of course. And you can catch me on app. And if you missed all of that, you can always come back anytime you want to wabcradio.com podcast page and find the Yola Nash Show, check out your favorite stars and our intimate conversations. And now let's talk about today's episode. I am very excited because I have a special guest for you. Guess what? One of the greatest superstars in the world is on the show today. So get ready for the amazing Paula Abdul. Yes, you heard it right. She is back. She's back on the scene. She's back on stage and she's going to be entertaining all of us. And later in the show, you're going to have a chance to hear from internationally acclaimed and awarded medical doctor and scientist, Dr. Stan Brzezinski. And you're going to learn about his incredible discoveries in cancer research and cancer treatments. And also, I have something special for your heart and your soul, which is my poetry corner with Fela Cederbaum, a.k.a. Mano Dano. She's absolutely brilliant poet, artist, writer, and she beautifully marries few art forms, her poetry, paintings, music, and she creates her own powerful, unique poetry films. So I invite you, go to manodano.com and check out her beautiful art. And I also encourage you, go and get yourself a great poetry book of Fela Cederbaum entitled Of Life and Other Such Matters. So go to Amazon.com and find her book. I have it and I love it and I'm sure you're gonna love it too. And now I can say only one thing. Don't go anywhere, grab a glass of wine and stick around. And to all of you who are driving, I feel absolutely honored that you have me on. Be safe and enjoy the show.
Listen why the world's biggest stars love talking to Yola Nash on WABC Radio, The Yola Nash Show.
I'm super excited to introduce my great guest, a Grammy, Emmy, and MTV award-winning pop legend. She sold over 60 million records, had six number one hits, and she has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Please welcome to the show the multi-talented and beautiful superstar, Paula Abdul. Welcome.
What a beautiful welcome. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so thrilled to have you on the show. I know how busy you are, so this is so special to have you on the show, I have to say. And Paula, we are celebrating 30 years of your incredible career, and I would love to ask you, what's the secret to your amazing success?
Oh my goodness, a lot of ingredients. I believe being very tenacious, believing in myself, not giving up, hanging in there and being grateful. Grateful to my fans, grateful, just grateful all around.
Mm-hmm. I've heard when you were like 4 years old, you told your parents you're going to be a famous performer. Is that true?
That's what they told me. I remember watching at my first MGM musical with Singing in the Rain with Gene Kelly, and that just changed my life. I knew right then and there, like that was the most magical feeling. That, you know, and I knew that right then and there that that's what ignited my passion and that I wanted to do that.
Wow. And some people might not know that you first started your career as a groundbreaking choreographer. You were constantly in demand, working with everyone from like Janet Jackson to ZZ Top. And then you were signed by Virgin Records, and the rest is history. Do you remember the feeling when it all exploded?
I do. It was like a bullet train.
Wow.
And I was running to catch up so much at one time. And but I love what I do, so I was thriving off of barely any sleep, choreographing major world tours and feature films during the day, and then at nighttime escaping to the recording studio and recording my albums. It was incredible. It was just a lot.
Yeah.
A lot for a young, yeah.
And I'm just also wondering, did your mom, a great concert pianist, play an important role in your formative years?
Well, you know what? My mom was the tough love kind of mom. Like, 'cause she knows how hard it is to make it in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, she was very famous in Canada as a pianist. But when I was a young girl showing interest in wanting to be in the entertainment business, she was kind of discouraging because she goes, nope, you're going to go to college, you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer.
Oh, wow.
And it's way too hard. There's so much rejection. She didn't want me to go through it. But you know what? It's like I've learned that rejection is very, very vital because it makes you appreciate hard work. And when you do get accepted and make it or get the job, you feel a sense of pride because you know that you worked very hard for it.
Mm-hmm.
But and then you have to be tenacious, and you have to suit up every day and show up and go on that audition, and you can't take it personally. You can't be attached to the outcome of what the result is. You just have to, you know, get used to just putting yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. Which song out of your many great hits do you treasure the most?
Different ones for different reasons.
Right.
Knocked Out, because it was the very first song I recorded with Ellie and Babyface for my album. But, you know, Straight Up, because it was my very first number one.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, Opposites Attract, because I got to utilize that song to pay homage and my gift of gratitude and give Gene Kelly the gift of the video to let him know how much he's done for me. There's been so many different songs. Forever Your Girl's very special to me. Rush, Rush.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know,
wow.
So many people got married to Rush, Rush.
Yes.
Cold-Hearted Snake, because I guess I was thinking about Simon Cowell way before I ever met him.
You called him into your life. Oh my gosh. Yes, yes. And, you know, you were one of the original judges on the American Idol and later on the X Factor and So You Think You Can Dance. And I was wondering, did you enjoy being a judge, especially sitting next to Simon Cowell?
I enjoyed being a judge because it was an unbelievably jaw-dropping to witness, like, front row seats to some amazing, amazing talent. I love mentoring the talent. And sitting next to Simon was a whole different job that I had to do.
Right.
So, but I always say, I always say, pay attention and credit your teachers. Some of them don't come in the prettiest of packaging, hence Simon Cowell. But no, I'm very grateful to Simon because, you know, I've always been a strong girl, but he taught me really how strong I am. And you know, I am very fond of him in a brother and sister type of way. We had a very, very intense brother-sister relationship on that show.
Right, right.
I always make the joke that, let's see, the first season, I started going to therapy once a week, and by the time I left, I was going 9 times a week.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my gosh.
No,
do you remember the most crazy, funny, or embarrassing moments on stage? Because our listeners always love to hear about stuff like that.
Well, how about we can start with last week or a week and a half ago when I fell off the stage. Yeah.
So what do you do then?
Well, I didn't see that there was a gap between the audience and the stage, and I saw fans reaching over a railing, and with the lights on, it looks all black.
Wow.
And I went straight down, and thank God for the fans on the other side of the railing. Couple of them stopped me from falling on my head.
Oh, my gosh.
And they got me up. I'm still recovering from bruising. That it's pretty intense, but I'm all good. It's a blessing I didn't hurt myself, but it was crazy. I've had wardrobe malfunctions. I've embarrassingly sung this same verse twice, and the audience is correcting me. there's been lots of funny things like that. I completely blanked out and started doing choreography for another song on the wrong song.
Yeah.
That stuff's bound to happen.
And what's the guilty pleasure of Paula Abdul?
Well, when I'm traveling like this, I can watch some crazy television that I haven't been able to watch, like Bravo, all the shows on Bravo. you know, especially when I'm not sleeping well in the hotels or on the bus, I can catch up on some TV that I've missed.
And talking about touring, let's announce to everybody that your great new tour entitled Straight Up Paula, you are right now on tour all over America, and we will give our listeners some details. But the first thing I would love to ask you, what made you decide to return to the stage after over like 2 decades?
Well, because I was able to. For the longest time, you know, towards the end of my Spellbound tour, I was in a crash landing on a 7-seater plane, and I didn't have my seatbelt on. I was just about putting it on, but when the plane dropped and caught on fire, I went straight up and hit my head on top of the plane, and I crushed my C-spine. So I disappeared for 7 years. And started getting surgery after surgery to try to repair my ruptured discs in my neck. And then I reappeared on American Idol, but I still was going in and out of partial paralysis on my right side.
So oh, my Lord.
The fact that I'm able to move and sing and dance is incredible. And I wanted to see if I could do that again. And I was very thankful that last summer I got to do the Total Package Tour with New Kids on the Block and
right.
Boys to Men, and it was so much fun, and there was an incredible, overwhelming response. So it was I wanted to do some more of it. So I'm just grateful that I'm able to do it, and that people are coming out to see me.
Yeah, we all missed you, so you know it now for sure. Do you like being on the road?
I there are pros and cons. I don't sleep as well, and constantly traveling. I think, you know, you're living out of a suitcase. You don't really get to see much of the cities that you're in. But there's something that's really rewarding about it, and that's being able to connect with my fans and have a nice rapport with them and intimate. You know, I do storytelling along with. Everyone gets to hear the hits and everyone's dancing, but there's some beautiful visuals, and I also share stories with the audience.
And we are so excited because you are coming to New Jersey. You'll be in our area, and you'll be playing at Bergen Pack in Inglewood, New Jersey on November 24th at 8 p.m. And what would you like to say to your great fans here?
That I love you all to the bone, and you've been there for me through ups and downs, and that I'm so very grateful, and I'm so excited that I get a chance to see you in person, and that we're going to share an incredible evening together.
Yes, so everyone, don't miss the incredible Paula Abdul on stage on November 24th at 8 p.m. at Bergen Pack in Inglewood, New Jersey. And for tickets, go to bergenpack.org, bergenpack.org, or call the box office. The number is 201-227-1030. Or you can also go to Ticketmaster or visit paulaabdul.com, and you can find out more about Paula's great tour, Straight Up Paula, and you can get your tickets on her website as well. And I'm telling you, don't wait to get your tickets today, because they are very, 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 very hot, and they are being sold out so fast. So November 24th at 8 p.m., Bergen Pack, Inglewood, New Jersey. And Paula, please give us your social media handles.
Oh, I'm at Paula Abdul.
Oh, great. So easy to remember.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. We can't wait to see you here. It's going to be so great to see you on stage, and I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you so, so much. You're lovely.
Thank you, Yola.
Thank you. Paula Abdul, everybody.
If you are all that you seem, then maybe I'm moving away too slow. I've been a fool before. Wouldn't like to get my love caught in the slamming door. How about some information, please?
Oh my gosh, it's so amazing. Sounds fantastic. So go and get your tickets before it's too late.
Intimate conversations with some of the world's biggest stars. Only on the Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio. Tune in every weekend.
There is more. Yes, but now we have to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Internationally award-winning medical doctor and scientist Dr. Stan Brzezinski holds 244 patents registered in 35 countries. A regular in the media, including Oprah, Dr. Oz, CNN, NBC, PBS, Fox, CBS, and more. Dr. Brzezinski discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Don't miss Dr. Stan Brzezinski on the Yola Nash Show to hear about his groundbreaking alternative gene-targeted cancer treatment and the renowned Brzezinski Clinic. Dr. Brzezinski has saved the lives of thousands of terminally ill patients from around the world.
I am Dr. Stan Brzezinski. I have dedicated my entire career of over 40 years to cancer research and treatment. My mission is to help save as many lives as possible.
For more information or schedule a consultation, go to BrzezinskiClinic.com or call 800-714-7181. That's 800-714-7181. Don't miss Dr. Brzezinski on the Yola Nash Show.
For those of you who are tuning in right now, let me remind you, you are streaming live on WABCRadio.com around the world. And now let's dive into a different topic and let me welcome my next guest.
Yola Nash, the celebrities are talking, New York.
I'm so happy to introduce my very special guest, He is a brilliant, internationally recognized and awarded medical doctor and scientist, PhD biochemist, and he's been doing cancer research for over 40 years. And he has been saving lives of thousands and thousands of people for so many years. And he's joining me now on the Yolanda Show. Please welcome Dr. Stan Buzynski. I'm so happy.
Well, I'm very happy to talk to you and be able to explain to the people how to approach cancer problems.
You have dedicated your entire career to cancer research and cancer treatment, and your knowledge and your experience is absolutely extraordinary. And Dr. Buzynski, why people get cancer?
Well, we know that cancer originates from mutated genes. People are getting cancer when they accumulated sufficient number of mutated genes in their body. These genes, they form information carrying network. And this network is causing malignant cells to multiply without control and ultimately kill the patient. So this is the disease of our genes.
And for a few decades, you've been offering scientifically based non-toxic cancer medicines that you discovered back in the 70s. Please tell us about your incredible discovery.
I was working at that time in the university in Lublin on my PhD thesis, and I discovered that in the blood of patients who had advanced cancer, there was deficiency of certain chemicals, and these chemicals belong to the group of small proteins or peptides. And I was very lucky to receive funding from President Nixon's War on Cancer. I received grants. I became a principal investigator. Ultimately, by the time when President Nixon promised American people that there would be cure of cancer, we were able to cure the first patients by using medications which I initially discovered in the human body and which I named antineoplastins.
Basically, your revolutionary approach towards the treatment of cancer is based on genomic signature. Let's explain a little bit more what makes your treatment so unique and so different from everybody else in the world.
We are trying to identify the most important genes which are causing cancer in individual patients. How many of genes are you talking about? Well, the average from 60 to about 650 genes in individual patient, depending on the type of cancer. You don't need to identify all of them. You need to identify the most important and then put together the treatment plan which will treat sick genes. Mm-hmm. You get rid of these genes, the patient is cured. Okay, and you can find out you got rid of these genes by running the blood test because you can identify these genes in the bloodstream.
And for those who are joining us right now, you're listening to WABC Radio, the Yola Nash Show, and I'm talking to internationally recognized and awarded medical doctor and scientist, Dr. Stan Buzynski. He's a brilliant scientist who has discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer. And I'd love to emphasize what makes Dr. Buzynski so interesting is that no time in history has any individual scientist entered FDA-sanctioned clinical trials for an effective and innovative cancer treatment, which is based on genomic analysis. And Dr. Buzynski, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, please give us a call. Our number is 713-335-5697, 713-335-5697. Also, you can reach us through the internet, buzynskiclinic.com. And our staff is ready to give you more information, see how can we help you.
Yes. So again, the phone number is 713-335-5697. And for more information, please visit buzynskiclinic.com. Dr. Buzynski, we admire your impressive work, your discoveries, and your desire to keep fighting forward and keep saving lives. This is so incredible. We need more people like you. So thank you so much for being with us today. I truly appreciate your time.
It's my great pleasure, and I hope we can help more people. Thank you.
Internationally award-winning medical doctor and scientist, Dr. Stan Buzynski, holds 244 patents registered in 35 countries. A regular in the media, including Oprah, Dr. Oz, CNN, NBC, PBS, Fox, CBS, and more, Dr. Buzynski discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Buzynski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Don't miss Dr. Stan Brzezinski on the Yola Nash Show to hear about his groundbreaking alternative gene-targeted cancer treatment and the renowned Brzezinski Clinic. Dr. Brzezinski has saved the lives of thousands of terminally ill patients from around the world.
I am Dr. Stan Brzezinski. I have dedicated my entire career of over 40 years to cancer research and treatment. My mission is to help save as many lives as possible.
For more information or schedule a consultation, go to BrzezinskiClinic.com or call 800-714-7181. That's 800-714-7181. Don't miss Dr. Brzezinski on the Yola Nash Show.
And now it's time for my poetry corner and my favorite poet, Fela Cederbaum, a.k.a. Mano Dano, and her beautiful poetry. I must admit, it touches my heart all the time and it's incredible. And I absolutely encourage you to explore Fela's beautiful art. You will never ever regret it. So please check out her website, manodano.com, and also find her on amazon.com, her new poetry book entitled Of Life and Other Such Matters. And now here is Fela Cederbaum. Listen.
When I was finally tired of endless thoughts, can you guess what happened? More thoughts erupted. More thoughts about the fact that I was tired, was done with them, was no longer excited by their endless permutations of right and wrong, of good and bad, of yes and no. I long to bathe once again in the sea that breathes these strange ephemeral structures, that inhabit the day, that dream the night, and crowd the immensity of thoughtlessness. Want to forget the suction pump of ceaseless variations of me and be eternally tickled. Tickled by a bubbling heart, exploding in shimmering laughter. Yes, like that.
So beautiful. And I promise I'll feature Fela again on my next episode. Unfortunately, it's time to wrap up the show. Time flies. I know. But the only thing I can say now is don't miss my next episode. Let's do it again. You can listen live on Saturday 2 a.m. or Sunday 4 p.m. And if you missed any of my shows or any of your favorite stars, you can also visit wabcradio.com podcast page and check out the Yola Nash Show. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My handles are so easy to remember, Yola Nash or Yola Nash Show. So until next time, stay well, be happy. I'm Yola Nash.
This is 77 WABC, the Yola Nash Show.